The next patient is Lois King. The last name is K-I-N-G. This is the clinical case of a 78-year-old white female that is following the practice because of CKD stage 4, period. The patient had a renal artery stenosis in the right kidney that has been treated with the placement of a stent by Dr. Shimchak. S-H-I-M-S-H-A-K. The patient continues to take aspirin and Plavix. There was evidence or the benign adenoma in the same side. The patient was evaluated at the Mayo Clinic and she was diagnosed with hyperaldosteronism. The patient has been placed and has been followed by spironolactone, period. The patient has been taking potassium supplementation, 20 mL equivalents on daily basis. But she has been on Kerendia because of the presence of proteinuria. At the present time, the patient has a potassium of 5.7 mL equivalents per liter. The serum creatinine is 2.1, the estimated GFR is 25. The protein creatinine ratio is much better, around 200. We are going to repeat the potassium in 7 days, and we'll make further adjustments in the diet. And medication if necessary. Number two, the history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure is very well controlled at the present time, 108/64. Following number, there is a metabolic acidosis. The patient is not taking the bicarbonate. And for that reason, this acidosis could be a contributory factor for the hyperkalemia. The patient is encouraged to follow the recommendations regarding the administration of bicarbonate. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, hyperparathyroidism that was treated with parathyroidectomy. There is no evidence of hypocalcemia. PTH follow-up will be ordered. We are going to reevaluate the case in February. I spent 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, and 10 minutes in the documentation.